Morning, Mr. Attard.
Good morning. Beautiful rose. Masquerade.
Quite correct, Mr. Attard.
Masquerade. Sea pearl. My choice. Emily Gray. Elizabeth of Glamis. Peace. 10 out of 10, Mr. Attard.
Come on, Eric. Blast you. You just made it. He's leaving the park now.
Oh, thank goodness.
Well, did you get the ledger?
It wasn't there, Oliver. Oh. There's an accommodation agency on the first floor, and Attard's office is above. All the post was in the entrance hall downstairs. A few circulars, that's all. No ledger.
And when did you post it?
Yesterday lunch, 12:30. It went first class.
What a waste of time, Augustine.
What shall we do, Oliver?
There's nothing we can do. You'll have to talk to Hilda. Try and keep her calm. I must get to the Cheapside site. We're demolishing this afternoon. Are you coming with me or what?
Yes. Which is Attard?
Black Crombie. Just going in now. Looks as if he's dressed for winter. See him?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Stop.
The occupier. Oh, so much waste paper.
That's you, Miss Blackheart.
Oh, Miss Kirk. Good morning.
How are we?
Very well.
Nice weather for you.
Yes.
The postman left this with the laundrette. Too big for the letterbox, you know.
Oh, thank you.
Well, have a good day, then.
Thank you. Oh, you miserable woman. My very own brass plate. Walter Attard. Mustn't forget to take you.
I was beginning to think I'd come to the wrong office.
Good heavens. I've just left you.
Well, I rang for a minicab the moment you went out of the house. I decided that retiring after 34 years is not a thing a friend of mine should do alone.
Oh, Wynn.
You don't mind my being here, do you, Walter?
Treat, and a special treat.
I've made some coffee.
Oh, if only I'd known.
Well, you didn't. That was the point.
Well, I'd have done something. I mean, look at this. Dust. I feel ashamed that you should see my office looking like this.
Why on earth should you be ashamed?
Well, it's always been neat and clean and tidy.
So what? Don't be foolish.
It was spotless, whether anyone was expected or not. Until lately. It's just...
Oh, for heaven's sake, we've known each other long enough. Those things don't matter.
They do matter.
No.
There should be pride. Right to the very end, there should be pride. My God, there was some pride 30 years ago. Spring in these feet in those days. Had my matric under my belt and enough Yorkshire grit to sink a battleship. An office in 1943, mark you, with his own lavatory and kitchen. What? My God, I meant to show the whole damned world. I was so sure in those days. So positive, Wynn. The future was as certain to me as the past. Ah, it was all going to be so grand. Huge finance house, Attard, it's a good name. And it was all here in my head. Thus it started, thus it ended. But it was all here.
You had a good business, Walter. Well respected.
Oh, sidelines. I always saw things from the sidelines. Can't get away from it. The world was always waiting, but I never seemed able to step into it. No excitement.
Let's have this coffee, hmm?
Yes. Oh. Just let everything drift by. Taken no risks. I was never curious. I never grabbed hold of life. No excitement.
Well, there's still time, Walter. A lot can happen.
I'm over 60, retiring.
There's still all time.
Arthur Crawfield. Well, I'm blessed.
What?
Miss Ledger. Arthur Crawfield, he was my first client.
Oh.
The first and the last. I told him I was retiring. I'd like him to make a mistake.
Attard sent us three letters and phoned us to say he was retiring, and yet you still sent him the account.
It was a mistake, Hilda.
It was a mistake. My God, you're damned right.
Well, I tried to get it back.
And where is it?
I told you.
Hilda, the demolition men will be here in 5 minutes to explore the site. Eric and I are working. Please, will you leave us? Get back to the office or go home. Do what you like, but get rid of your paranoia elsewhere. It's driving me round the bend.
Now,
Eric and I have tried to get the accounts back for you. We failed. Finish. You'll have to do what I said in the first place and wait till he sends the ledger back through the post. Come on, Eric. Let's go through here. We can see the whole site from that window.
But if he sends it through the post...
Get this plank out of the way, Eric.
Of course, you're not worried. Oh, no.
That's right.
But you went there.
That's right. An attempt to keep you quiet.
Well, you say what you like, both of you. Rude as you want to be.
No, he didn't mean it.
You take his side, Eric. Perhaps I look for things to go wrong too much, but you don't even begin to be aware. We're co-directors, and I want to know now from both of you what happens if Walter decides to return those figures to Arthur in person.
What's the matter with you? Why should he? He's handled those accounts since 1944 and never been to Clay Street since the war.
But Arthur was his first client, wasn't he? Now that he's retired, I think that he might return the ledger himself. A gesture. Something to do, reacquaint with an old friend.
Oh, do go away, Hilda. What if he does go round to Clay Street? He will be returning a book, that's all. An accounts book in perfect order. The man beckoned to demand that Arthur be dragged from his office waving his birth certificate. If he comes to the office, if he asks to see Arthur, you say he's not in. You say he's out. All right?
Things do change, Hilda. I know that most people...
Oh, just let her go home, Eric.
He must not come to Clay Street.
Relax.
You're wrong. You're both very wrong.
Oh, come on, Hilda.
Very wrong.
Oh, the electricity's off now. Don't forget those books, Walter.
Bronte's. Been with me everywhere.
What are you going to do about that ledger?
I don't know. I'm not sure yet.
Better go, then.
What a momentous occasion.
You'd be lying in this morning. I was going to bring it all up to you on a tray.
Well, you know me. Up with the lark.
Where is it, then, this firm?
Clay Street. Tufnell Park. Just the two rooms. Above a barber shop.
Sounds like yours.
Hmm. Similar, yes. And same size business as mine, really. You can tell by the books. It's amazing what you can learn from people's accounts. How they live, the good years, the bad. He was such a nice man, Wim. A gentleman. Yorkshire, too. He must be near retirement now. The same dreams.
Why haven't you seen him for such a long time?
Well, I moved out here.
Oh, there are buses.
No, it wasn't just that.
And trains.
There was one year, early on, when things seemed to be going really well. For him and for me. I nearly called him. But I didn't.
Why not?
You see, the last true point of contact between us, the last thing we genuinely shared was our ambition, our plans and our dreams and what have you. As the years went by with none of them fulfilled, we felt let down, I suppose. Defeat. I understand and he understands. But it's difficult to explain.
I think it's...
Oh, thank you. Through everything with Arthur and myself, 5 years, 20, 50, or well, any number. There'll always be a bond. I'll always know him as I look in the mirror, as I hear myself think, as I put on my coat. Oh, God, we planned such careers. We knew how badly each wanted success. Well, career's over. It seems to have gone by so quickly, in a flash. There always seemed plenty of time. And there wasn't. Oh, dear.
Do you want any more coffee?
No, thank you, Wynne. Get my coat on and be off.
must go. Oh.
Mr. Calder's leaving today. He's in the dining room. Did you have up his bill for me, Walter?
On the sideboard.
Oh, yes. Just be the two of us, then. Well, till the next lot, anyway.
Yes.
Oh, come here.
What?
Look at that collar.
What's the matter?
Oh, that's better. Oh, Mr. Calder.
Lovely breakfast, that, Mrs. Fletcher.
Oh, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Best there is and no mistake. Not just a pretty face, is she, eh, Mr. Attard?
Go on with you.
I'll bring me cases down before I settle up the bill.
Right you are.
I wish...
What, Walter? What do you wish? Oh, I've told you, Walter. It's no good wishing.
Villiers Yard. Oh, that's right. It was a Villiers Arms. This, then, this must be... Yes, this place. Must be halfway down. Set back on the left. 23. The sweet shop. 19. 21. I should be set back round here. By gum.
Get out of the way, you damn idiot!
What's
the matter? Do you want to get yourself killed?
Broadfield International Enterprises. By heck.
Good morning, sir.
Well, oh, thank you.
Yes,
good morning.
Reception to you there, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Good morning, sir. Can I help you?
I wonder...
Yes?
I was looking for Arthur Crawfield Limited.
Yes, that's one of our companies.
Yeah, I was hoping that I might see Mr. Crawfield, if it's convenient. I have no appointment.
I'm sorry, there must be some mistake. There is no Arthur Crawfield.
Oh, but... no, I've been doing his accounts for years.
The Arthur Crawfield Limited, yes. It's just a name, though. There's no person.
I once met him.
There isn't an Arthur Crawfield, is there, Edgar?
I think so. At least there was.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He never comes in here, though. I've never seen him, and I've been dormant here for getting on, must be 20 years.
He used to be a barber's shop in the olden days.
I wouldn't know about that. What was it you wanted? Perhaps someone else could help.
Oh, it's the accounts.
Oh, well, if you'll take a seat, sir. We'll see what the young lady can find out for you.
Thank you.
And what is your name, sir?
Attard. Walter Attard. Accountant.
Thank you.
Tell me, when was this building built?
Oh, I should say early 50s, sir. Late 40s, perhaps?
Yes.
Late 40s, early 50s.
How far Crawfield Limited?
I haven't been here since the war.
Walter Attard.
It was just two small rooms
there.
It's amazing. As I said, two small rooms above a barber shop. It was owned by a widow, Empson. She used to clean the building as well, with her niece.
But I... All right, thanks. Fine. I'll tell you.
I can't believe it.
Mr. Attard.
Oh, yes?
I'm sorry, Mr. Attard. I don't seem able to be of much help to you. These accounts are handled by Miss Stewart or Mr. Hanwell, and I'm afraid neither is available at the moment.
I see.
Do you want to leave the accounts with a message? I can see they're passed on. It would be no trouble.
Well, that would be very kind of you. But no, on second thought, I'll take this ledger with me. But thank you all the same. It is between Mr. Crawfield and myself, you see. Old friends.
Very well. Goodbye, Mr. Attard.
Goodbye.
Have a good day, sir.
Thank you.
Yes?
Reception here, Miss Stewart. Mr. Attard just left. I'm sorry, but there wasn't much I could do. He's taken the ledger with him. He seemed determined to deliver it personally.
Oh, he would be, thank you. I'm leaving the office now. When Mr. Maybury calls, tell him I'll see him at my home tonight.
Very good, Miss Stewart.
What have we done? Do you want ice with this or not, Eric?
Oh, if it's there.
It was no mistake, was it?
What wasn't, Hilda?
Come on.
sending those accounts to Attard, you knew damn well what the consequences might be. Here, drink this.
Oh, thanks. It was a sudden thought, spur of a moment. I didn't mean to, really. I regretted it instantly. Today, I wouldn't do it for the world. I just wanted someone to come along and find out the truth. To rid myself of the responsibility. Do you know, there's not a day goes by when something doesn't happen to stir the guilt. Look at me, Hilda. What good has it brought us? I couldn't help myself.
Poor Eric. Well, maybe your ploy will pay off. And Attard rid you of your responsibility.
Oh, I hope not. Truly.
Truly? Isn't it a bit late to hope that?
Oliver says he's not very bright.
Yes, well, by that he normally means the person's honest. Attard's adequate, Eric. And he did have ambition.
You remember much about him?
Not particularly. Only that he flirted with me. He found me very attractive. I used to tease Arthur about it.
Perhaps he still carries a torch.
Oh, God, it would have to be very heavily shaded. Anyway, Eric, whatever you think of his capabilities as an accountant, he's a damn good sleuth.
What do you mean, Hilda?
He's out there now, under the street lamp opposite. We're looking at each other. Didn't take him long to find Arthur's address, did it?
Oh, what are you going to do?
There's only one thing I can do. If he rings the doorbell, I shall have to answer it. And if I let him in, I shan't want you here.
Hilda, I just want to say that...
I am capable of understanding the way you think, Eric. And the way you feel. I can, and I do. The only difference is, as you know, I found a way of coping. It's out of our hands now. Disappear. Through the library.
Oh, well, I...
Here we go.
Good evening.
Why? Miss Stewart. Hilda Stewart.
I don't believe we've met.
Yes. Attard. Walter Attard. In Arthur's old office. Above the barber's shop. We met once or twice. Walter Attard. Accountant.
Oh, yes, of course.
I was calling on Arthur. I couldn't find his name listed in the telephone directory or I would have rung.
You'd better come inside for a moment.
Why, thank you.
Please, the drawing room.
Thank you.
Someone said you'd called in at the office this afternoon.
Yes, I did.
Giving directors' addresses is against our policy. How did you find this one?
I went to the company register office. I didn't think that Mr. Crawfield would mind under the circumstances.
You've put yourself to a lot of trouble.
No, not really.
Iniquitous. I think it's disgraceful that the address of any company director should be available so cheaply and so publicly. Still a shilling?
Well, 5p.
Yes. Anyway, I'm sorry, but I'm afraid I have to tell you that your second mission is useless. Arthur isn't here.
Oh.
Still, if you only wanted to return the book. That's why you came to the office this afternoon, isn't it? I can't think how it was sent out.
Well, that was the reason. But I really would like to deliver it personally now.
What's the matter? The accounts are in order, aren't they?
Oh, yes.
Well, then.
Oh, nothing like that. I must see Arthur.
Why, Mr. Attard?
I retired yesterday.
Yes, I do know.
Oh, so one of my messages did get through. I thought no one had noticed my passing. The last 30 years have not been too successful for me, Miss Stewart. Well thought of, but that's about all. And I found some comfort, strange as it may seem, in believing Arthur's company had followed the same course. I visited Clay Street for consolation, I suppose. I wanted the two of us to talk about the time in between. 30 years is a long time. We had so many things we could talk about, I thought. Reasons for failure, about people being more important than business success. That's what I went to Clay Street for. And then I saw the building. Well, such a grand place. Such a success. Oh, I wanted to rejoice in it with him. Today, in Clay Street, I saw everything Arthur and I had talked about 30 years ago. I saw everything I've ever wanted to be part of in my whole life. I've got to see Arthur. I must know why he couldn't take me along with him. Why he only allowed me to continue handling the smallest subsidiary of his business.
I've told you, Mr. Attard, Arthur isn't at home.
But he does live here. When will he be back?
He's changed considerably since you knew him. He sees nobody. He has an office in Clay Street, but he's never there. He won't see you, I know. That's it. I'm sorry.
Do you know why Arthur Crawfield Limited was run as a totally separate company? It's as though I was kept out. Do all the other subsidiaries have the same accountant?
I believe so.
Well, do they?
Yes, they do.
Why couldn't that accountant have been me?
Perhaps Arthur thought you were not capable of such a position, Mr. Attard.
Oh, no. Oh, I may look so now to you. In fact, I probably am now, but not then. Oh, no. Besides, I trusted him implicitly, as he did me.
Then you must put Arthur down in your book as a misplaced trust. There can be no other reason.
I can't believe that. I simply can't. When will he be back? Oh, is that...
No. Oh, Ian, this is Mr. Attard, an accountant. Mr. Attard's my son, Ian.
Pleased to meet you.
How do you do, Mr. Attard?
Mr. Attard was just leaving.
I'll show you to the door.
Thank you.
Will you be leaving the accounts book with me?
I wouldn't lie easy, I'm afraid. It's a matter of pride, Miss Stewart. Good night.
Things do change, Walter. And people. I mean, that's life.
No, you don't understand.
Oh, forget it, Walter. You've retired.
I can't forget it. I don't know what, but something's wrong.
The books are in order.
Yes.
Well, then, that's all that matters. Oh, Miss Kirk rang. She said your rubbish is blocking up the hallway and it's putting her clients off.
Rubbish? All my papers? What are her clients? A lot of squatters and tramps.
Walter...
I'll see to it tomorrow.
The meal's ready.
The meal?
Yes. We are not eating in the kitchen tonight, Walter.
Oh?
Didn't you notice anything when you came in?
No.
Nothing at all.
Oh, Lord, what on earth is it? Whatever's the matter?
No, nothing. Nothing's the matter. Come here. We are eating in the dining room proper tonight.
With the guests?
There are no guests. Mr. Calder was the last one. You see, Walter, I've decided to retire too.
Oh.
Let's go in.
Good heavens.
I'll close the curtains. It's quite dark outside. But don't stand in the doorway, Walter.
Oh.
The food's all ready.
No more guests, then?
No. I've taken the board down.
What about me, Wynn? I'm a guest.
Oh, well, that's up to you. I'd like you to stay on here, of course.
Oh. What do you think people would say?
No more than they've been saying for the last 20 years since Clifford died. Sit down.
Yes.
Could you open that bottle for us?
Oh, wine?
But it's sort of special, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, whatever people say, sticks and stones now. Walter off a duck's back. We are too old to care about what folks say, aren't we, Walter? Besides, I'm too fond of you to part. Some soup.
Oh, thank you.
20 years is a long time. It's a lifetime.
Oh, there.
Go away! Will you go away? Once and for all, will you go away?
Oliver's here.
What for? I didn't invite him.
It's me, Hilda. Let us in.
No.
I shall call the police.
Oh, my God, will you? And have your co-director up on a drugs charge? I think not.
Come on, Hilda. Mother, I want to help. For my sake. Just for me. Please will you open this door? Mother, I can't bear it.
Thank you.
I didn't open it for you. This is my private room. I didn't ask you here. You're as welcome here as I am in your site office. We're business partners, Oliver, to you. My private door is always locked.
I was sent for, so I came.
We had no business to ask you.
We're worried about you.
Don't play the charm boy, Oliver. God spare us that little performance. You couldn't give a damn about me. Or my necrotic nostrils. As far as you're concerned, I can go to blazes, right? Am I right? Yes, you bet I'm right. Yes, now let's get the facts straight.
Hilda.
Don't touch me! I don't like being touched. It's the business, that's all you care about. It's all you've ever cared about. Eric creeps after you like the crawler that he is. You're afraid I'll talk to Attard and louse up the business. You think this'll make me talk? Wrong. Now listen, booze makes me throw up. Cocaine gets me through the day. Each day without much anguish. Without much anguish to myself and very little to anybody else. Well none to anybody else. Do you understand that? Right. Right. All right, then disappear, will you? Oh, for God's sake, go on.
Where is it? On her desk, inside that cigarette box. Oh,
don't bother yourself. I'll only get more.
Leave it here.
Thank you, sir. I promise you, Miss Oliver, on cocaine, my mouth is shut. On cocaine, I don't need to talk. I'll keep our secrets, and in particular, yours.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Leave me alone, will you?
I'll see myself out.
Oh, why not? You saw yourself in, didn't you? All right, dear. Don't say anything. Don't say anything, please. Don't reproach me. Nothing.
Don't, Mother.
Oh, I'm tired of it all. I want so much.
Don't. Please, don't.
It was all for you. I went along with it all for you. I betrayed Arthur, everything we ever lived for, I betrayed. I mustn't get it for nothing. Walter Hathor cannot find out. He cannot. He must not look for Arthur.
Craven Ale. He used to come in here every morning for 10 Craven Ale. Pin pillow, glasses. You're in business, am I right?
Go on.
There is it. We're talking about a long time ago now. Can't have seen him since. Oh, must have been the end of the war. Still delivering the papers then. Times then. Telegraph now. His young lady, well, young lady as was, still lives there.
Still lives there?
You mean Hilda Stewart?
Yeah.
With her son?
Has she always lived there?
Oh, yeah. They were always, you know, like that. She'll know where he is if anybody does.
I see. Thank you. But you haven't seen him since the war.
I used to wonder where he was, and then you don't, do you? Stops crossing your mind. No. If I'm going to be honest, I thought he was dead.
Oh, dear. Every blessed time I put my hands in water. Hello? Winsetra speaking. Hello? This is Wynne Fletcher speaking. Is anybody there? Oh, dear. Oh, I hate this.
This is all 14 subsidiary companies of Crawfield International.
That's right.
You don't mind if I take this list, do you?
Well, no, I suppose.
Crawfield London, ACD Crawfield Ceramics.
Oh, here's Miss Stewart now.
Ah, Miss Stewart. Mr. Maybury. Mr. Hanwell. The triumvirate.
This is Mr. Attard. Do you remember him, eh, Oliver?
Oh, yes. Walter Attard.
If Arthur were here, we'd have a full old-time board meeting.
A real barbershop quartet.
Yes.
I told you Arthur wouldn't be in today.
Yes. I came to see the young lady at the desk.
So there's nothing we can do for you, Walter.
Thank you, no.
Maybe Miss Stewart could help you, Mr. Attard.
Oh, I don't think so.
Not unless you ask, at any rate.
Mr. Attard was wondering...
I was wondering if anyone knew the address of the cleaner, Edith Empson, who owned the barber shop. That's all. She had a niece, Alice, somebody. No importance.
No, I can't recall.
No, no matter. Someone in the district should know.
Is that what brought you into town?
Partly, not mainly. But why not? Oh, here's your son, Miss Stewart. You see, I'm a gentleman of leisure now. I can go where my fancy takes me. Excuse me.
Good morning, Ian.
Mr. Attard.
Good day.
Paul.
Follow him, will you, Ian?
What?
Why?
Please, I want you to follow him. I'll replace you as soon as I can with somebody else.
Hilda, don't be ridiculous.
Ian.
All right, Mother. Whatever you say.
Alice Chapman. Do you think you'll find her?
Yes.
You are. Give the lady back her car, my little darling, and then we're all set for Full House on the Green Page. It'll be Full House on the Green Page. Now, ladies and gentlemen, while that's happening, I'd just like to tell you that Harry, your manager and friend, Happy Harry, is improving in St. Mary's and shall be back with us sometime next week. Now, isn't that good news? Yes, give him a clap. I'm sure he'll hear it up at the office.
Could I have a book?
That's lovely, isn't it?
Okay,
but in the meantime, any problems that you have, ladies, you bring them up to yours truly.
Just the one message, sir.
Yes, please.
Now, all right, my darling.
That's 42.
Bring your problems round any time, eh? Are you got your book back now, is it, dear?
There we are.
Good. Well, I can't hear you say it louder. Have you got it? Oh, good. Now, the winner's got a book
friend
back,
of mine,
hey, so I think we're
a lady
all set
called
in a minute.
Alice Chapman.
We'll go on the green car for
and
a while. So, you know, get your pencils out. Give them a quick
would
lick
you
and
know?
A sharpener.
No,
about
nice
50.
Nice picks across, eh?
I've only been here a minute.
Okey-dokey, this is going to be for a four-house, I'd say, on the green car.
Thank you.
We'll just wait till the gentleman's ready, and then we're off. Are you ready, sir?
They're waiting for you.
In the black coat, sir. Are you ready, sir?
Yes, I'm so sorry.
Ah, well, right you are then. I'll just get my balls back into circulation. And then we're all set. Right we are. Eyes down. Green page for the last game before the interval, and this is for Full House. Full House only for £78.40. 3 and 4. 34.
Good gracious, so many.
All the twos. 22.
Which is you?
1 and 4. 14. Onyx Stone number 8.
Hello.
Hello, Mother. I'm outside a bingo club on the Holloway Road. We came here straight from the sweet shop on the corner of Clay Street.
Well, stay there. There'll be somebody to take your place soon. Terry Fisher. I've told him what you're wearing.
I hope he's quick. How do I get back?
I'll send the rover to pick you up.
Thank you.
6 and 3, 63. 4 and 7, 47. 2 fat ladies, 88. On its own... Number 9.
Too old. What about...
Legs, 11. Mm. 5 and 1, 51.
What about
51.
You? Alice Chapman, I think
here.
That's you.
Right, Dob.
I
stop
think that's
could
you.
Could you bring the car up, please, Patsy? Bring the car up.
Don't mind me. I'm going up to the office.
Okay, love. Do you want anything?
Tea when you're here.
11, yes.
Cheese
and yes. 9, yes. 8, yes. 47. Yes,
73.
Oh, never again,
have you, Annie?
Only a last.
10 quid.
Oh, better than poke in
the
arm. And you want
now? Lady.
Alan's Chapman.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, that's our last
day
before the interview.
I don't know from where, but I know that
face. Attard. Walter Attard.
Called Walt. Don't we see? Oh, my. Thank you for seeing you after all this time. What a gent, eh?
You were so big.
Thank you. Cut off it. Still, thanks. I've got to can't get over it. Clay Street seems a long way away now, doesn't it, eh? What are you doing in here?
Looking for you.
Me? I'll go on with you. I'm sure you've got better folk to see. Come on. What's you doing?
I've come to see you.
How did you know where I was?
I found out from the grocer on the corner of Clay Street.
Wally's boy.
With Wally Jones.
That's right. He must have the barber's shop. Oh, he's been good to me, he has.
He wouldn't give me your address, naturally, not really knowing me.
No.
But he lent me his club membership card to here and said this is where I might find you.
Well, well, well.
He said you moved to a place with your Aunt Edith years ago.
Yeah, that's true. Dead now, though, God bless her. Yes. A year this Christmas gone. Good age, you know, nearly 88 she was. There's a lot to go younger.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yes. Anyway, can't all be roses.
It must be lonely for you now.
Lonely? Well, no, not really. I am on my own nowadays, it's true, but I wouldn't say lonely. No, I spend most of my time here. And then I'll get the odd good-looking accountant popping in to see me. I have to get my hair done if this keeps up. What did you want before, love?
I'm trying to find Arthur Crawfield.
There's a name to conjure with. You don't still work for him, then?
Oh, sort of.
Whatever that means. I haven't seen him anyway. Not that I would, really. Once the area was bombed, we moved out, of course. We lived in the Methodist Hall on the corner of Hill Street for a couple of weeks, but that's all. Mr. Crawford was running his business from a caravan-type thing parked on the bomb site. But I never saw him again after that night.
What night was that?
What? The bomb?
Yes, the last time you saw him.
Oh, it was the 16th, 1944, a Wednesday. I'll never forget that night. I'll forget my own birthday first. All those buzz bombs. Count six and pray. The first bomb fell at 8:45.
Where was Crawford?
In his office. In a rare old state about something or other. He got me and Aunt Edith to witness a paper for him. A form thing, all legal looking. I'd never done it before, put my name through anything, so naturally it was a big thing not having done it before.
What was it?
Oh, I don't know. He got it folded over so we couldn't read it. Just sign there, he says, and put the date. Oh, yes, we put the date as well, and then we left. Quick, sharpish. Bloody bombs like snow they was. And there we were, writing our names on bits of paper.
You've no idea what it was?
No. Of course, we laughed about spying and such. Well, some people used to say he had sympathies with the Germans. God knows why, and I didn't believe it. We just laughed about it, if you understand me.
Was he in his office when you left?
Oh, yes.
And you haven't seen him since?
No. Well, you see, we settled in the East End after that. He's all right, isn't he?
I haven't seen him.
Oh, not since then, you mean?
Well, I've heard from him, naturally.
Of course. Even if you only worked for him, sort of, eh?
Yes.
There were several odd things about that night.
What sort of things?
Things that might be of use to someone. I'll just get me winnings while there's no cue.
So,
maybe
she's come back to that.
£10. Not bad, eh?
No.
You're not the first one to ask me questions about Arthur Crawford, you know.
But if you're right,
not by a long time.
Because we're just ready to start the
Look,
second act, I'm sure
you don't want to come in for the second half, do you? So I'll tell you what. You go away for a bit and think about things. We'll be finished here by 4. Come back then, and if you can find your way to make it worth my while, I'll tell you all I know about that now.
Oh, well, it's Chapman, I don't know
Look,
about that.
Look, they'll be starting in a minute. So, 4:00 in here...
The membership card, you ought to give it back to Jones for me.
Well, give it me later. 4:00.
Oh. Hello, Mother. Harry, whatever his name is, didn't turn up at Holloway Road. I'm now at the company register office in City Road, 51. Have you got that?
Here we are. I've been through the records of all 14 subsidiary companies, and it appears that your Mr. Arthur Crawfield is only on the board of one of them. That is, Arthur Crawfield Limited, which was formed in 1942.
But his name is on most of those subsidiary company titles.
Well, you can name a company anything you like. It doesn't have to be called after one of its directors.
So Arthur Crawfield has had nothing whatsoever to do with the forming of any company since the war?
No, sir. All the directors are variations of Hilda Stewart, Oliver Hanwell, Eric Maybury, and Ian Stewart.
So, Ian Stewart. But no Arthur Crawfield since that first company of all.
That's right, sir.
You, Ian Stewart?
Oh, at last.
Terry Fisher, private investigator. Just got here from City Road. Telephone problem. Where's that out?
He came straight here from the company register. Went to the bank, and he's over there now looking in that jeweler's. See him? Dark coat. Hat.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I've got him.
It seems he's going back into that bingo hall on the corner. Yes. There he goes.
Fine, I'll pull up and park. There's a chauffeur a couple of hundred yards back with your Rover.
Now, there's nobody who'll bother us. Least, not till I've said what you want to hear.
The 16th of August.
Yes, Edith and me went up there about 8. The place was in a terrible mess.
Arthur's office?
Yes. There was going to be a board meeting the next day, or so he said. But the rumours are up, pigsole, I'm telling you. Another funny thing. Same time, about 8, a big blue car came up Clay Street. You didn't see many coloured cars those days. It was all black. That's why it stuck out in my memory, see? Anyway, it parked on the recce. You know the waste ground alongside number 15 where the car park is now?
Yes.
And it was still there when Aunt Edith and me went off to the shelter. By that time, of course, we'd had the warnings and the buggers were dropping like nobody's business. But this car was still there, calm as you like, the driver just sitting.
You didn't recognise him?
I couldn't see, dear. Not for want of trying, mind you, but it was pouring down that night. Couldn't see through the glass. Heavens hard, cats and dogs.
What happened to the paper that you signed?
Mr. Crawfield said he'd take it round to his bank, by hand. I offered to post it for him, but no, he said, by hand.
I see.
I'm going to tell you something now, Mr. Attard, that I have never uttered to a living soul. But since Aunt Edith's gone, I've seen no harm. That night, she collected Crawfield's rent and Wally Jones's, you know, the barber.
Yeah.
He owed a month, 5 weeks, so it was quite a bit. But she put the money in her bag to take it with her. She didn't want to leave it in the flat. Case of looters and such like. There was a lot of that went on during the raid, especially around Tufnell Park. Anyway, we'd reached the shelter when she remembered she'd left the bag in Caulfield's office. Well, blow me if she didn't get up and go back for it. That was the sort of person she was when she'd made up her mind. Anyway, off she went. She came back with the bag about 20 minutes later. She never said anything, but I knew that something had happened. She was, how can I say, well, just different. And she had a smear of blood on the back of her hand. Now, she said she caught it on something, but there was no cut there. She wouldn't talk about the blue car or Crawfield or anything. Just refused even to mention it. Not his name, the car, if she'd seen him again, anything. But, and this is the important thing, Mr. Attard, do you know that from that Wednesday until the day she died, she got a postal order for £10 on the last Thursday of every single month? I know, because I lived with her. I saw them.
She never said who they were from?
No. But I looked at one. Once. And I know the name of the issuing post office. 50 quid.
Oh, really?
Of course, if it's not important to you.
Do you know which bank Arthur Crawfield was going to take that document to, the one you signed?
That, and the post office which issued the postal orders for 50 quid. And the bank wasn't the same as sort of his business.
Oh, Alice.
Oh, come on. What's it to you? People pay more for dafter things. I need a new coat. Look at this rag. Winter's coming on and all.
I've already given you enough for a winter coat.
Well, 40.
40. In here tomorrow afternoon.
It's a deal. God bless you, Mr. Attard.
Yeah, Alice, you said I wasn't the first person to ask you questions about Mr. Crawfield. Who was?
One of his co-directors. Hilda Stewart.
Hilda Stewart?
Mm. Tomorrow, 4-ish. Alice Chapman here. Edith Empson's niece. Yeah, that's right. I thought you'd remember. I wrote to tell you that she died, didn't I? Yes, well, we were very close, Edie and I. I have been offered 75 quid for information about Arthur Crawfield and what happened on a certain night in August 1944. I mentioned postal orders, but that's all. Now, what I say next is up to you. I'm being paid another visit tomorrow. If you want me to put him off the scent, then you'd somehow better see me tonight. Or perhaps we could come to some arrangement, like what you had with Edie. Mind, times have changed, what with inflation and all. I'll tell you where I'll be.
No, wait. Leave them.
Hey.
What?
Please, those papers. Leave them, would you?
Stroll on. We've been sent special to pick this lot up.
No, I'm sorry. I do apologize. Sorry. It's a mistake. Please, would you please leave them inside? Just in the hallway.
All right, Gus.
Thank you.
Mr. Attard.
You want them?
Yes. Good day.
All right.
It's not good enough, Mr. Attard, and this is no smiling matter. I sent for those men myself with no small inconvenience.
I'm sorry. I'm truly sorry, Miss Kirk. I didn't mean to smile, but I needed those papers. Well, now my telephone upstairs is no longer connected. Do you think you could call a taxi cab for me?
Oh.
And I'll take these back to Mrs. Fletcher's.
You need a van. You can't get all those in a taxi.
Yeah, the ones I want, Miss Kirk. The ones I want.
Oh. Here's a signature, Walter. July the 12th, it looks like. 1944.
Let me see. Arthur Crawfield.
Here's another. July the 27th.
Arthur Crawfield.
September the 11th.
Yes, give me that. Eric Mabry, PP Arthur Crawfield, in his absence.
What's PP?
Per pro, by proxy. Is there a document in between, after the 16th of August?
Yes, there's a copy of a contract signed on the 17th of August.
Atherton. I remember that. Contract for a chemical factory. Arthur wasn't too keen, if I remember. 17th, the day after the bombing. Arthur Crawfield. Well, the signature's there. Let's compare it with an earlier one.
Here.
Yeah, that will do.
Is it good or bad, Walter?
Well, one thing's for sure, Wynne. These signatures are different. By God, they're different.
You've never allowed me to see any books or any papers connected with Arthur Crawfield Limited. Any other company bar that. Why?
Go away, please, you're bored.
Come on, Mother, this is serious. I'm not a child. Whatever's going on, whatever Attard might stumble across, it's to do with these books, isn't it? And it must be serious. Look at you. What it's doing to you.
Yes, look.
I can go to Oliver or Eric. But I'd rather you told me. Where is my father?
Where do you think he is,
I've no idea.
Think. Why do you think I've never been able to tell you?
Is he dead?
Yes. Oh, for God's sake. Rest his soul, yes.
When did he die?
Oh, before your time. Just a month or so before your time.
And Attard doesn't know he's dead?
No.
And is that what you don't want him to find out?
Why we covered up. And why he had to die.
why he had to die? What do you mean, why he had to die?
I don't know.
Now, what are you saying?
Don't.
Are you saying he was murdered?
Am I saying that at last? Absolutely.
What do you think, then?
I think he's terrific. Must have knocked you back a bob or two.
Mm. Nice red.
I like the colour.
Courtesy of a gentleman friend.
Oh.
Keep me warm in winter, he said. Nice man. Cheers me up. Really cheered me up to have something new. I can't remember when I last had something new.
Who's the postcard for?
Oh, this. Oh, it's for him. Do him a good turn. Well, I feel like it. I feel all good.
You missed the last post now.
Oh, have I? Oh. Well, if I have, it'll go tomorrow. Same again, please, Vic.
Arthur never signed a document after the 27th of July, 1944.
Oh. But Walter...
No, it's true. Every one of those signatures is a forgery. There's no trace of Arthur since August the 16th, 1944.
So where is he?
I think he's dead, Wynne.
Oh, that's a dreadful thing to say.
I know it is. Well, I shall soon find out. I'm nearly there. Alice will help me.
Who's Alice?
An old flame.
No, don't joke about it. I worry.
You mustn't.
But I do. If you think something's that fishy, why don't you call the police?
Because it's my adventure. Don't you see that, Wynne? All right, Arthur may have hurt his hand in the raid, and so his signature altered. He may not want to see me. He might have thought me inadequate to carry the firm's business and just given me that first account for luck. And I may be just being foolish. But, God, I'd forgotten what it was like to get up in the morning because I wanted to do something. To wonder what the end of the day will bring. I feel like a young man again. The last 20 years, my God. What did I do in them?
Well, it was always tomorrow with you, the next and the next. Still is, if I may, by Mr. Attard.
No, not anymore. Come here, will you?
What?
Come on, come over here a bit, will you? Let me put my arm round you.
Oh, you're a fool.
Me? Dance with me, Wynne.
Walter!
May I have the pleasure of this dance?
But there's no
music. Tonight there is. La da da di
la la la
da da
da da da da da
da
da
da
da da da
I hear that both our link-up cups are packed out tonight, ladies and gentlemen, so you can expect a big full-house prize of around £500.
I've got a nip out for me.
Where are you
at? Yes, but that's not
be a man about the game hole.
Game on
in the yard.
Yes.
Keep an
anyway,
eye on my new coat, isn't it?
Anyway, it's to be had before then, I can tell you. Woo-hoo! And you're having it, aren't you, Mrs. A? Hey, put that man down, I say, put that man down! Oh, you wicked girl! Right, here we are now.
Where are you?
I'm going to go.
Put your glass down.
What?
Put your glass down. The young don't have the prerogative in permissiveness, you know, Wynne. I want to kiss you.
Oh, Walter.
Either that clock's fast or Ivy's watch is slow. But then a witch do your tabby say? Oh, here comes a cow. You better skedaddle, pussy. Go on in then. Hello? Are you looking for me? Alice Chapman? I thought it was you. No! No! Okay, God! God!
42. 3 and 4. 34. On its own, number 8. 2 and 3. 23.
Alice. Poor Alice.
Oh, this is everything she possessed, Mr. Attard. Oh, I picked him up this morning from a hostel in Archway, where Alice had been staying. She hated people knowing about the hostel. That's why we never give you an address for her. No, I've looked through them. Only a few old clothes. No documents or letters, nothing like that.
Thank you. I'm sorry. As I said, I just came to return the membership card for the bingo and, well, to say how sorry I was.
I appreciate that. There's going to be an inquest. Police don't seem to know whether it was a drunken driver or hellraisers or what. I don't know. Would you like me to let you know when the funeral is? There's no family, you see.
Yes, I'd like to be there. Thank you.
Good day to you, then.
There he is. He's coming out of the shop now. Pull over to the curb, will you? Attard?
Why, Miss Stewart?
I must talk to you. Please, I beg of you.
At your office?
No, my home at Barnes. I want to tell you the truth. Thank you, Mr. Attard. If you knew what power you could have wielded over Crawfield Enterprises just by delving a little more and having a few less scruples. Oh, God, Arthur would have liked that little joke.
Yes, I think he would.
Excuse me. Sarah, I'm at home. Get Oliver and Eric together in my office, will you? I want them to hear something. Call me back when they're ready. I want them to hear everything I shall say to you. They can stay in my Clay Street office and listen over the telephone amplifier. That way they can't interfere. If they do, I can simply turn their sound off. I loved Arthur deeply, you know. These are all his things. Ian is his son. Did you know that?
I guessed he was.
I never made a secret of it. Everything I've done for the company has really been done for him, not myself. No, not me. And here I am about to throw it all away. C'est la vie, and so on and so forth. Here we go.
I'm putting you through.
Thank you.
Hilda?
Good morning, Oliver. Good morning, Eric.
What's all this about, Hilda?
Mr. Attard is with me.
What's the matter?
Nothing's the matter. I asked him here. I've decided to tell him everything I know about the night Arthur was... disappeared.
You decided to do what? No, don't. Hilda, is Ian with you?
Well, there's only Mr. Attard and myself.
You can't. You really yes, can't. Hilda.
I've turned you off, Oliver. So please, just listen. Mr. Attard knows most of it anyway. I think. Where to start?
Is Arthur dead?
Yes. Oh, yes, he's dead. He is dead. He died on the 16th of August, 1944. Had he lived, Arthur Crawfield Limited would have pottered on like Walter Attard, accountant. He wasn't a businessman. He could have taken you within no place. When he died, the firm and Arthur himself were in a dreadful state. He couldn't stand the strain. He wanted out. But Oliver and Eric wanted the company to see the war through. They didn't want it dissolved. Did you, Oliver? No, they wanted to hang on for the post-war boom. Then, manna from heaven came. Arthur was offered a contract to build a small chemical factory for a German-based drug company with the very English name of Atherton's. No one else would touch them with a barge pole, and Arthur didn't want to know, but Oliver has no scruples. Then Arthur got clever. He pretended to fall in with their plans. He even fixed a date for the contract to be signed. August the 17th,
but knowing full well that on the previous evening, the 16th, he and I would be running away together. Leave them to Sue. Get out with no scenes, no drama. You see, the company charter stated that Arthur's signature must be on every contract, so without him, the company would be forced to disintegrate. But we didn't make it. The day that should have been the start of something good was just the last time I ever saw him.
I'm sorry.
We all left the office at 5:30 that evening. I came here alone to Arthur's house. I don't know where Oliver and Eric said they were off to. Arthur went back to the office to pick up a few things, personal bits and pieces. He also said something about a document.
Do you know what that document was?
No. Well, that night I waited here. This room, the same as it was then. My cases by the desk over there. He rang from the office at 8:15 to say he was about to leave. At 9, he hadn't arrived, so I rang the office. The line was dead. I called the operator. Clay Street had been razed to the ground. I sat in that armchair all night, right through dawn. And at 10 o'clock on Thursday morning, I unpacked my suitcase. It was the 17th, the date the Atherton contract had to be signed. No one knew where Arthur was. As far as Oliver and Eric were concerned, Arthur had wanted the deal to go through. Well, I was so stunned, I didn't know what to think. I was pregnant. What if he wasn't in some hospital? What if he died in the bombing? I had no money. I mean, no offices even. The Atherton contract was the only answer. Hitler money or not. Anyway, we forged Arthur's signature. I say we, because we all complied. And that was a grave error on my part. Once I'd gone along with the contract, thus affirming that Arthur was alive on the 17th, I could never in the future state that he died on the 16th without implicating myself in fraud. Also, without a body and without a death certificate, the company of Arthur Caulfield Limited could never legally be dissolved. We had to keep Arthur alive. Well, I had to smother any suspicions I had about the way he died. Well, whatever the cost, the contract was signed, and with the profits we formed new companies. Until, well, Crawfield International. So?
The end of her statement. Had you any idea she was going to do anything like this, Eric?
No one had any idea, Oliver.
Well, congratulations.
I think Eric is maybe relieved a little.
Are you, Hilda?
Not enough, no. Not nearly.
What do we do now?
Walter?
Yes?
Oh, please. For pity's sake, Oliver, don't insult a gentleman by offering him money. That's not Mr. Attard's style.
But why today, Hilda? After all these years of covering up, why today?
Because Alice Chapman was murdered last night.
Killed in a car accident.
An accident in a car park at the back of a bingo hall.
Do you really think anyone would want to murder?
She was murdered, Oliver.
For what reason?
I think she was murdered because she knew something about what happened the night Arthur disappeared that I, at least, do not know. Whoever killed her was afraid she would tell Mr. Attard the truth of what happened that night.
You can't be right, Hilda.
Do you know why anyone should want to kill Alice Chapman, Walter?
I think I know of a possibility, yes.
But why, Mr. Attard?
Alice Chapman told me that her aunt was paid £10 a month from August 1944 until the day she died, because of something she'd seen or heard in Arthur's office on Wednesday the 16th. The £10 was always paid by postal order from the same issuing office. Today, this afternoon, in fact, Alice was to give me the name of that issuing office so that I could trace whoever paid that money out. As we know, she died before she could do so.
So the £10 a month was blackmail? Silence money?
You must draw your own conclusions.
Hilda obviously has.
Yes.
Blackmail for what? Silence about what?
About who murdered Arthur.
So somebody murdered Arthur. And what makes you think that?
Don't patronize, Oliver. Just don't. Arthur telephoned me from the office at 8:15, exactly as arranged. He said he would leave the office immediately. The bombs didn't hit Clay Street until half an hour later. by which time he should have been well clear of the office and halfway home. Here. To me. Well, he knew I was waiting. I believe somebody spoke to him after he telephoned me. I believe they killed him. And that Alice discovered who that person was. And what's more, I believe that person is alive today and killed Alice.
Miss Stewart, was Arthur's body found?
No, no body was found. Many people died, and there were traces.
And the motive for your lover's demise, Hilda? You still haven't told us why you think he may have been murdered. I suppose you've worked something out over the past 30 years through your haze of cocaine.
I've considered it.
And I think I can guess at your conclusions.
Can you?
You think that we, Eric and me, or maybe just me, God knows you couldn't think it of Eric alone. You think that we discovered Arthur was planning to run out on us. And so on the night he and you were eloping, we struck him down, eh? Is that what you think? Is that why we're here in Clay Street and you're in Barnes? So that we can't commit triple murder? Oh, don't worry, Walter. You're quite safe. But here's another motive for murder. Perhaps Arthur died if he didn't want to be saddled with a neurotic mistress and a child. Perhaps he told her. And maybe she dealt the death blow.
I loved him. He meant more to me than anyone. Or anything else in the world. Then or now.
Did he love you?
Or maybe they were both what they appear. A man blown to bits by a bomb. And a woman killed in a car accident.
No.
Well, what now, Mr. Attard?
I shall return to my home and think, Mr. Mabry. I feel very sad. I feel tired and old. The car that's been following me, I have noticed, the Red Mini. Could I travel back in it, do you think? It's a long journey and we'll both be going the same way.
I'll speak to the driver.
Thank you. Well then, I shall say goodbye. Does anyone know what the document was that Arthur completed in his office that night?
Well, I said I don't. Eric?
No.
Oliver?
I doubt there was one.
Ah, well, then. Good day, gentlemen.
Oh, no.
Mother?
Why, Mr. Stewart. Good morning.
Ian just rebooked the car for another week. Please use this as you require.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Ah, where to, old man? My name is Walter. Take me home, please. Sorry. Walter. Home it is.
I went over to pacify Miss Kirk this morning. You'll have to do something about her, Walter. Send her flowers or something.
The document would tell us why. And the post office would tell us who. Oh, Alice.
I picked up the post for you as well. Brought it back with me. I thought it would save her forwarding it. You're not listening, are you?
I'm sorry?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Your post. Here, from the office.
Oh.
All circulars except for gas bill and picture postcard.
Postcard? Wonder who that's from. Piccadilly Circus, eh? Thanks for winter coat. Post office at... and Barclays Bank, Highbury. Alice. By God. Barclays Bank, Highbury. Yes, it's 34 years ago. Arthur Crawfield is my name.
Crawfield.
Yes.
Do you know roughly what date the document was deposited with us?
Yes, the evening of the 16th of August, 1944, I think.
If you could just take a seat for a moment, Mr. Crawfield.
Right.
It may take a while.
Thank you.
Mr. Crawfield? I've looked, sir, but we have nothing at all deposited by you on the 16th.
Well, I thought I must be mistaken. I'm sorry.
But we do have a document for you that you brought in on the 17th of August.
The 17th? That I brought in?
Yes. Here we are.
But that's impossible. I brought it in on the 17th.
Yes, sir. Do you want to take it away now?
Yes. Yes, please.
It's a bit grubby, I'm afraid. If you just sign for it, Mr. Crawfield.
Oh, of course, yes. I don't expect my penmanship will have improved with age. Bit shakier.
There we are, then. Thank you, Mr. Crawfield.
Now, Arthur, my old friend, what clues did you leave me, eh? Let's see. To whom it may... I never...
Oh, there you are, old man. Thought I'd lost you.
Yes, I'm sorry about that. I got delayed shopping.
All right. Had a phone call to make myself.
3 champagne glasses, bottle of the very best champagne, and a map of England.
Where are we going now?
Well, later we have quite a long journey. But first, we're going to a party. We can't stay for more than a few minutes.
What's happening? Who have you got out there?
Yeah, he's a friend of mine. He has rather an unfortunate habit of calling me old man, but apart from that, you'll like him.
Where are you rushing off to?
Never mind about that.
But, shh. What have you brought him here with you for?
I had to see you first. I promised you something, and I thought, oh dear, if I don't do it tonight, she'll think I'm procrastinating again. And the next day, and the next day.
What? Oh, come on. What is it? What are you up to?
Well, it's like this.
What are you laughing at? Oh, come on, Walter, what are you up to?
You know.
I don't know.
Dear Wynn, please, will you be my wife?
Oh.
Come on, what do you say? Eh?
Yes. Please.
Oh. Here we are, Winter, old man. Lovely time.
Oh, good.
Well,
well.
At last. Fisher!
Oh, Stanley, it's you. You all scared me to death.
Couldn't get away any earlier. Besides, there's nothing to tell you.
But there is now.
Yeah. I've told them I'm getting the map from the car.
Does he know I followed you from the back?
No.
This post office, where is it then?
Oak Earsby.
What?
It's a place called Oak Earsby.
Where's that?
You'd better look it up on a map. It's in Yorkshire.
Fine. I'll set off now. Don't rush up there, will you? Attard's looking for the man who killed a friend he hasn't seen for 40 years. I'm looking for whoever killed my father.
Yeah, well, good luck then, mate. Well, we must go now. Heavens, we've been almost 2 hours.
Is that long? Well, I suppose it is.
I must finish this business. Hey, Terry?
Oh, right on.
Of course, your adventure.
Now, don't look so worried.
Well, I'm not worried, but... Really, Walter? Now, come on, put your coat on.
Yes.
And you, Terry.
What?
Now, have you got that map?
Yes, Mrs. Fletcher.
Oh, my dear Walter, whatever you're going to do, take care.
Mm. The end of my adventure, Winnie. The end of my adventure.
Oak Earsby. It's a long drive, you know. The other side of Bradford.
Yes. Best years of my life spent in that house in the wind. The best and the happiest. Mrs. Walter Attard. I've got the address from them. We're off.
Oh, where is it?
Not far.
Did you get me another Mars bar?
I did. Somewhere. Here.
Oh, fine. Well, what's the hurry? They won't be up yet.
Yes, I fear they will. Someone's been here before us.
Sure. All roses round me door, eh?
Wait here, Terry.
Just as you say, old man.
Come in, Walter. And close the door.
saw you coming up the garden path. I recognized you instantly.
Arthur Crawfield.
It's George Rochester now, Walter. It has been for many years. How did you find me?
I promised myself I'd find you.
I thought there was no way anymore.
Alice.
Alice Chapman?
Whoever killed her was too late. She had a change of heart.
Ah.
A picture postcard. Post office. Oak Earsby.
Then may she go to heaven. No, stay there, Walter. I can see you well there.
Have you lived here since 44?
Yes. I worked in Bradford for a time. Oh, an accountant. You know, small firm. Little fish, little pool. That's my style.
An accountant, eh?
I retired a few months ago.
I retired a few days ago.
Well, there's a thing.
I wanted to talk to you.
So, here we are. Won't you sit down, my old friend? Please.
You came up here on the 17th?
Yes. I'd hired a car.
The blue car was yours?
Blue? Was it blue? Yes. How did you know that? I hired it for 3 days, complete with driver. A last luxury. A last business perk from Arthur Crawfield Limited.
Did you ever mean to take Hilda with you?
I thought of it, but not for Hilda's sake, but for the child she was carrying. I couldn't cope with Hilda any more than I could cope with the business. Oh, I don't know. It was all up here, in my head and beyond me. The idea of everything was always so much easier than putting it into practice.
Yes, I know.
Did you ever get married, Walter?
I'm engaged.
Almost, then. Mm. Edith Empson helped me that night on the 16th. She was a good woman. Did you know she'd help me?
Yes.
I've had some threatening letters about the Atherton contract. Everyone seemed to know they were backed with German money. Already somebody had thrown bricks through the barbershop window below. Well, as luck would have it, just as I was about to leave the office, they came for me. That's how this happened. See? The scar. They threw milk bottles through the office window. They knocked me out, Walter. There was blood everywhere. Not just a scratch. Then, suddenly, Edith arrived. She'd returned from the shelter to pick up her handbag or something. Anyway, she helped me to the car. I was in such a bad shape, I didn't know what precisely I would do. So, I told Edith that if Miss Stewart was to ask my whereabouts the next day, then Edith was to tell her to contact Barclays Bank Highbury, where she would find a document.
In which you gave her power of attorney to take over all your interests in Arthur Crawfield Limited. She could sign for you.
Yes. I intended leaving her, but I would give her everything I had. But you see, when Edith spoke to Hilda, Hilda lied. She said she'd seen me and spoken to me. So did Eric. So did Oliver. So, Edith never passed on the message. They thought I was dead. And they forged my name.
You did nothing.
I wanted to do nothing. I wasn't going to give up my new anonymity for them. Let them live with their frauds. They betrayed all I started out to achieve. The only thing is, I paid Edith Empson £10 a month as a payment for her to say nothing. And also for news of my son. That continued until the day she died. I heard of her death from Alice. Have you met my son, Walter?
Yes.
I've heard nothing about him since Edith died. I've never seen a photograph. Everything had passed smoothly. Then, with your help, Alice put two and two together. She knew much more than she told you. She rang me. Said she'd been offered £75.
40. It was 40.
And I would have to pay her much more than that to keep her quiet. Well, I couldn't let her reveal the fraud. Nor for Ian, too. decided to kill her. It was easy in a car. No contact. Just a three-point turn.
Yes. There's a car at the back.
Oh, don't move. Stay there, Walter.
But I...
Please, listen. Someone came here this morning. Before you. That is their car. They came to kill me because they thought I had murdered Arthur Crawfield. I couldn't say anything. They accused me of murdering myself.
Did they go to the police? Who was it?
I want you to tell me.
What?
He brought this to kill me. We struggled, and he died. The gun went off.
Where is he?
He's here, at my feet, behind this desk. You can look there and tell me.
Oh, God.
Is that him? Have I killed my son?
It is your son. Yes.
On the table in the kitchen, there's an envelope, Walter. Would you fetch it?
Yes.
It's a confession by myself to the murders of Alice Chapman and Ian. There's nothing you can say, is there? What can you say to a man who's killed his own son? There was no peace, Walter. Really. Never any peace. Goodbye, my friend.
Walter!
Through these gardens every day of my working life, Wynn. I know every flower, every tree, every shrub. Longing for adventure.
That adventure's over now, Walter.
What time is it?
11:15.
15 minutes to go.
5 minutes walk.
And that's all.
Morning, Mr. Attard.
Huh? Good morning.
Mustn't be late.
What's that in your buttonhole?
Mary Rose?
Quite correct, Mr. Attard.
10 out of 10.
You haven't forgotten the ring, have you, Walter?
No, I haven't forgotten, Wynn.
The final episode of Attard in Retirement by John Peacock. It starred George Cole as Walter Attard. The play was produced in London by Jane Morgan, and Bill Howell is the executive producer of The Mystery Project. My name is Bill Richardson.